Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, I'm Kristen Welker in for Lester. We begin tonight with the new front in the war on COVID-19. That new, more contagious strain of the virus, first identified in Britain, has now been found in two U.S. states, Colorado and now California. There are new questions tonight about just how widespread it already is. This as health officials vow to pick up the pace of the vaccine rollout after acknowledging the effort has fallen.
You need a repingo, watch the news. All of the prophecy coming true. He sent his son to die for you. Follow his steps, you make it through. Euphrates River's drying up. The 12 tribes don't rise up. Devil know it's time up. Messiah coming, I'm fired up. Rumors of war, we at the door. And the tribulation, please endure. In your patience, possess your soul. Earthquakes and pestilence coming more. Come up out of my people. Default Dundee is so medieval. He plays is coming, they won't leave you. Famine, nuclear missiles gon' kill that eagle. We got angels, they got demons. For the most I protect you and keep you. The love of many gon' ask call. And this tribulation gon' let you know. Your truth, they truth, my truth. His life, his death, the truth. No vaccine gon' mean some sacrifice. Would you lose it all to leave after life? Deep players are coming to the earth. America about to get hurt. Keep having visions, I'm alert. Babylon is going down, is in his word. Come up out of my peace. Jeremiah 50, pray I see. I'll be seeing angels cause we need you. Having visions I keep seeing, yelling and screaming. A fake messiah coming, don't let him deceive you. All them signs and line wonders gonna be evil. Messiah opening them seals. Keep them commandments, y'all, cause it's about to be real. Lockdown's coming back. Them plagues coming, nobody could send them back. Hold back your wings till you're elect. Hold back your wings till you're elect. You need a repent, go watch the news. All of the prophecies coming true. He sent his son to die for you. Follow his steps, you make it through.
Amen, amen. We want to thank everybody for calling in. Thank you for tuning in. This is the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. I'm your host, Elder Andre Prevost, a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers, is in the building. And tonight, hallelujah, is Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship Night with Apostle Eldon A. Curry. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank God on tonight. Amen. I'm pretty sure he has a dynamic word that he's going to bring forth momentarily. Right now, let's go and get this party started. Hallelujah. And go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you on tonight, Lord, for allowing us to come together and congregate in your name on tonight. Lord, we simply want to ask that your Holy Spirit be present on the line and move in a mighty way. We thank you in advance, Lord, for everything you're about to say, everything you're about to do. We thank you, Lord, for the manifestation of the blessing that you have been showing to our lives, Lord. Lord, we just want to praise you. We want to magnify your name. We want to glorify you on tonight. Lord, we want to bind, rebuke, and cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving what you have for us on tonight. And Lord, we are ready to receive your knowledge, your wisdom on tonight, your revelation. Our ears are open, our hearts are receptive, and we are ready to receive your word on tonight. And we want you to know, Lord, we adorn you. Hallelujah. We love you. Lord, you are precious to us, and we bless your name on tonight. We magnify you on tonight because you are worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be magnified. You're worthy to be glorified, Lord. We just lift your name up high and holy because you are worthy on tonight. Hallelujah. And all these things we pray in your son Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. On tonight, we truly thank God for everybody that is called in, everybody that is tuned in. Hallelujah. This is the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. And you know, it's Monday night. And you know what that means? It is Committed Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship Night. Amen. And Apostle Eldon A. Curry will be coming forth later on in our broadcast in just a few minutes. Amen. To bring a dynamic and informative word from the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. But you know, we got to open up. Hallelujah. With our opening scripture. And tonight we're going to Mark 11. Hallelujah. Mark 11 verses 22. Hallelujah. Through 24. Mark 11. Verses 22 through 24, and it reads, "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye have received them, and ye shall have them." May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his word on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is a repetitious word. Hallelujah. Amen. We want God to manifest things in our lives. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Where in order to get, hallelujah, that manifestation, God says, hallelujah, first of all, you have to have faith in him. Have faith in God. Hallelujah. And then he says, "For verily I say unto you." Verily, amen. In other words, this is a for sure thing. It's like saying true. I'm telling you what I know. Hallelujah, praise God. From my experience, I can tell you that whosoever shall say to this mountain, "Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea," and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things. So you shall not doubt it. You got to believe it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. A lot of us are praying for stuff that we don't really believe God for. Hallelujah. Praise God. We don't believe God can manifest. It's not so much we don't believe God. We don't believe it's for us. Hallelujah. Praise God. But that's why he said, have faith in God. God say, "I know the plans that I have for your life." God said, "All things are working together for your good." Hallelujah, because you are called. Hallelujah, amen. Because you love him and called to his purpose. Glory to God. What did God say? Hallelujah. Forget what your parents said, what the teachers said. Hallelujah, amen. What everybody else said negative about you, hallelujah, about what can be accomplished in your life, what did God say? He said, through man it's impossible, but with God all things are possible. So he says, what things ye soever ye desire, hallelujah, what things soever ye desire, it don't matter what you desire. Hallelujah. As long as it's in a line, hallelujah, with the righteousness of God, if you desire this thing, you can have it. But you got to believe it. So he said, when you pray, believe that you have received it. See, if you don't believe you received it, what you asking God for? Hallelujah. Praise God. If you don't really truly believe God can do it, hallelujah. See, when somebody's sick and they pray for God to heal them, they claim the healing right then, even though they still feel sick. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. See, you got to claim prosperity while you broke. You got to claim healing while you sick. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got to claim joy while you depressed. Hallelujah, praise God. See, while you're going through the negative, you got to claim the positive. Why? Because you know that light they talk about on at the end of the tunnel? That light is the positive. And you got to keep reaching for that positive thing. Paul said it like this: I'm reaching for those things which are before me. Glory to God. I'm forgetting those things which are behind me. But as for right now, I apprehend it not. I don't know what God got going on right now. Glory to God. But I know it's working out for my good. So as long as I know God is working it out for my good right now, I may not understand what's going on. I may not like how it's making me feel. Glory to God. But as long as I keep reaching for what's in front of me, glory to God, hallelujah, as long as I stay positive, glory to God, I know that those things that God promised me will manifest in my life. Glory to God, hallelujah, you just got to believe it on tonight, glory to God, hallelujah. The old folks used to say, whose report will you believe? Hallelujah, praise God. You better believe the report of the Lord. The Lord say you are rich and not poor. The Lord say you are healed and not sick. The Lord say you are free and not a slave. The Lord said, and if he say something, you don't got to do it for it to be, Lord have mercy. As long as God said it, it is. He said, let there be light, and it was. The light can try to deny that it's light. The light can say, I'm not light. I don't want to be light. But it don't have no choice but to be light because God said, let there be. Lord, have mercy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, you ain't got no choice but to be a child of God because God said, let there be. Glory to God. You just got to believe God for it on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for the opening scripture. That is Mark. Hallelujah, chapter 11, verses 22, hallelujah, amen, through 24, amen. When you pray, believe God for it and watch that thing manifest in your life. Once again, we thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in on tonight. Hallelujah, it is Monday night, which means it is comedic. Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship Night. And yes, they are in the building. Glory to God, hallelujah. And yes, it's time to hear the word of the Lord. Glory to God, hallelujah. And bringing forth that word tonight, amen, representing the Comedic Jewish Fellowship, hallelujah, based out of, hallelujah, Los Angeles, California. The West Coast is most definitely in the building on tonight. I am talking about none other than the leader, the pastor of the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, none other than our very own, my brother in Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm talking about none other than the Holy Apostle himself, Apostle Eldon A. Curry, Apostle Curry, it is in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you as he always does. Glory to God.
Amen. On tonight, come on and give God a praise. Amen. Everybody is under the sound of my voice right now. Come on and give
hallelujah.
God the glory and the praise on tonight. He is worthy of all our praise. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. David said,
hallelujah.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many
hallelujah.
Of you feel like magnifying the Lord tonight? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let
yes.
us exalt his name together. Amen. Come on and give God the glory and the praise right now. Hallelujah. Wherever you are. Amen. The Bible says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Hallelujah. Make a joyful noise. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hey, it don't matter how it sounds to nobody else. As long as the Lord loves it. Come on, hear somebody. Hallelujah. As long as the Lord loves it. Amen. I ain't worried about how it sounds to anybody else because I'm not praising nobody else. I'm praising him. Come on, hear somebody. Hallelujah. Come on and give the Lord right quick. Give him 5 seconds of praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on and just bless his name for about 5 seconds. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. The Lord is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Amen. We thank God on tonight. Amen. How many know that it's a whole lot of people giving the devil the glory tonight? But we have chosen, come on here, somebody, to give our God the glory. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. We ain't worried about what the other folk are doing. We know what we doing. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. We thank God on tonight. Amen. Giving honor and glory to my dear brother. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The Prince of Preachers.
Bless you,
Elder
my brother.
Andre Primo. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen.
Bless
Love
you,
my tonight.
Brother.
Amen. To you and your wife. Amen. And we give you glory and praise on tonight. Amen. Giving glory and praise to my queen and first lady on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. And our beautiful kids. And amen. To the fellowship on tonight. I shout everybody out tonight that's online tonight. Woo! Glory to God. We just want to thank everybody on tonight for what God is doing. How many know that God is great and greatly to be praised? Hallelujah. Amen. He is great and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to talk tonight a little bit tonight about what's going on. I wasn't even aware. You know when God separates you from something, you don't even realize, you know. You like totally cut off from it. I didn't even realize that the day was Halloween until I heard somebody announce it. That's how God delivers you from a thing. And you don't even realize. You just know that this is the day that the Lord has made. And you're going to rejoice and be glad. And if you're not paying attention to the things of the world. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
But when they announced it, I said, okay. I was wondering, like, Lord, what you want me to talk about tonight? And then when I find out it was Halloween, God said, go in and reveal the truth about this holiday. And why, if we say we of God, we shouldn't be even touching it. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Come with me right quickly. We're going to use it as a foundation scripture. John 8, very familiar passage of scripture. And we'll go in on that. John 8, verse 32. That'll be our foundation of scripture on tonight. John 8:32. Everybody there?
Amen.
Amen. John 8:32. And the word of the Lord reads, and ye shall know, look at that word know, ye shall know the truth, and the truth, look at that word truth, shall make, that's it, make you free. There's some shell promises in here. The first shell promise is that you shall know the truth. That word know in that particular context is not just a head knowledge of the truth, but to have an intimate encounter with the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And through that intimate encounter with the truth, then the truth that you have become intimate with shall make. So when you make something, you force it. to make you free. In other words, you can no longer be where you are after knowing what you know. Come on here, somebody.
Okay.
If you
okay.
have an intimate encounter with the truth, you can't go back to being dumb. Ho! Ta-ba-ba-ka-ta-da-ba. I don't know who caught that, but that was for somebody right there. Listen, once you know something, then you can't go back to stupid. You're free. And you only become more freer once you operate in what you know. Because if you know it and don't operate in it, then that leaves you in the street called stupid. Come on here, somebody. Because you know the truth, but you refuse to acknowledge the truth. It's like having $1,000. And you acting like you broke. Oh, you got it on you, but you won't spend it. Come on here, somebody. And you trying to save it when you really need to use it for what you have need of. That's how the truth is once you get it. You can't go back to the chickens if God didn't elevate you to an eagle. Come on here, somebody. Or if you're an eagle already, but you just don't realize who you are, and you trying to cluck with the chickens. Come on here, somebody. And the chickens realize you don't belong with them, but you don't realize you don't belong with them. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And you shall know the truth. And that truth shall make you free. I want to talk about Halloween. The real truth, the real satanic truth about Halloween. And why are we that say we are saved participating in Halloween? How many of you know that no man can serve two masters? Come on here, somebody. Are you with me tonight?
Amen.
How can I say I'm fighting the devil, then turn around and give him honor or glory on his particular day? How many know that that don't add up? Come on here, somebody. How many know that the devil don't take no, he don't take no vacation?
And amen.
Come on. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Somebody give God a praise right there.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Now, we know that October 31st is the day they set aside to worship the enemy. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's have a moment of prayer for him. I'm sorry, y'all. Let's have a moment of prayer. Father, we thank you. Praise on tonight. Father, we thank you for what our ears are about to hear, Father. I ask you, Father, to think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords on tonight, Father, that everything that is said, Lord God, be all of you. Lord, we bind the hand of the enemy. We rebuke every devil and demon that will not like for this truth to come out tonight. But Father, we ask you, Lord, to open our ears and open our hearts, God, so we may hear you with clarity. We thank you on tonight, Lord, that you be glorified and that the devil get no glory. We thank you on tonight, God, that you turn the light on him, Lord. Hallelujah. And then we will expel him from out of our presence. We thank you on tonight, Lord. You said submit ourselves unto you and resist the enemy, and he will flee from us. So we thank you on tonight, Father, for that power and authority that we have in you. We give you the praise on tonight, and all the glory, Lord, have your way on tonight, Lord. You be glorified, and we will give you all of the honor for it all belongs to you. We thank you on tonight. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen and amen. Somebody say amen. Amen to the prayer. Amen. And give God glory. Glory to God. Hallelujah on tonight. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We look at tonight that October 31st is the day they set aside, which is the night to worship the enemy. How many of you know that on tonight they believe that the portals is open for demons to come into the earth realm? So they set this day aside to worship demons and to open portals, the doors for them to come through. And then, if you look at the word Halloween, Hollow has to deal with holy. The word wing means it's the eve of a thing. It's the day before. So the wing is the eve, like Christmas Eve. Halloween. It's like the eve before the actual day. Actually, they call this the
Holy
Day of the. Mm-hmm. So the hollow is the holy. And they had set this day aside to honor the martyred saints that had been killed and slaughtered, but also they set it aside for a demon. And so all the rituals are sacrifices that they give to the devil to protect their house for the rest of the year. Isn't that something? And so, I want to look at tonight what the Word of God said concerning this wicked holiday. Now, notice that it's not even mentioned in the Bible. Halloween, it's not even mentioned in the Bible. But yet, the Word of God has something to say about worshiping God and then turn around and trying to worship the devil too. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And notice how, let me say this too, while I'm in this vein and the Spirit of God is moving. We can't change the name of something and expect for it to be holy.
Amen.
So some of us in the church, we want to say, well, we need to call it Holy Ween. What's the difference? It's not going to stop the fact that it's still a demonic day set aside to worship the devil. Now, we can't say nothing when the world do it, because that's what the world going to do. But how do we as the church look dressed up in a costume, talking about trick or treat? We out there parading around like it's okay. Like we have forgot that our God said he a jealous God. Come on here, somebody. And then we wondering why the devil won't leave. Because we didn't open a door that we can't close. Come on here, somebody. Let me just share a few pointers tonight. Can I do that tonight? Let's look at 13 Bible verses that talk about why we shouldn't celebrate Halloween. Tonight we'll probably get to about five. I say we get to five tonight. Maybe next time around we'll look at the other. We'll look at the other eight. Maybe tomorrow, the next time we open this up again. Come with me to 1 Corinthians 10 and 21. Corinthians 10 and 21. And before I go a little deeper into this thing, you know it was the Roman Catholic Church that made this holiday a holiday, because it wasn't a holiday at first.
Amen.
It was a ritual that they kept amongst themselves. It started growing, and then they wanted more people to worship the devil with them, so they opened it up and put it before the government and made it a holiday to worship the devil. Come on here, somebody. But let's look at a couple of reasons tonight, beloved, why we shouldn't do what they do. Come on here, somebody. Let's start at 1 Corinthians 10 and 21. Is everybody there?
Amen.
And the word of the living God reads. It says, you cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons. Come on here, somebody. In other words, you can't drink the cup of the Lord when you're talking about the blood of Yahshua. And then turn around and drink out of the same cup as the devil.
Amen. 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 Give us a second. Amen. We lost the apostle. Just give us a quick second. Amen. While we try to get him back on the line. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Just give us a second, y'all. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
There you go. Hey, man, we got you back,
you know the enemy mad on tonight, right? You know he don't want this word to get out, but it's going to get out anyway. Come on here, somebody.
Man.
Come on and give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You can tell when you got something that's going to really bust the head of the enemy, because he tries everything he can to cut it off. But how do you know that nothing can stop God's word? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons. Come on here, somebody. You cannot partake of the table of the Lord and the table of demons. Come on here, somebody. In other
Amen.
Words, God is saying, we can't eat at both tables. Come on here, somebody. You got to make a choice at what table you want to eat at. You got to make a choice at what cup you want to drink out of. Come on here, somebody. God is saying, you can't drink out of my cup, then turn around and and run to the devil cup. No, it don't work like that. Glory to God. We got to make what a decision. Come on here, somebody. Give God a praise on tonight. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You can't tell mom that we fighting the devil and then turn around and worship the devil through honoring his holidays. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. We got to stand for God. Come on here, somebody. Give God a shout. Give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. I feel the Spirit of God now. Hallelujah. Now, let's go to Ephesians 5 and 11. Ephesians 5 and 11. Glory. That's what's wrong with a lot of us, if I can say this here in the Holy Ghost, and I feel God tugging at me. Listen, what's wrong with a lot of us is that we trying to burn the candles at both ends. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We don't want to let things go. See, some things, when you serving God and it go against God's principles and against God's laws, you got to let that thing go. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. You got to separate ourselves. Come on here, somebody. Ephesians 5 and 11. Is everybody there?
Amen.
And the word of the Lord reads, it says, take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness. Come on here, somebody. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness. In other words, it's not producing nothing in your life. So why would you take part in something that is not producing no fruit in your life? Why would you take part in something that is leaving you fruitless? Come on here, somebody. Because how many know that when we go into darkness, there ain't no fruit in darkness? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
There's nothing but the work of the flesh. Come on here, somebody. And that's where flesh be working, in the dark. Come on here, somebody. And the work of the flesh are these. Come on here, somebody. It says, but instead, expose them. Come on here, somebody. So the word is saying, instead of taking part in the unfruitful works of darkness, expose the works of darkness. Come on here, somebody. Expose what's going on. Come on here, somebody. But see, we can't expose it if we take part in it. Come on here, somebody. Oh, help me tonight, Holy Ghost. See, we can't talk about it if we are part of it. Come on here, somebody. You can only talk about it if you ain't participating in it. Oh, I wish somebody would give God a praise.
Amen.
See, it's hard to expose it when you are part of it. That's why Yahshua tell us to come out from among them and be what? Separate. Oh, somebody give God a praise on tonight.
Hallelujah.
Come with me right quickly, child of God, to Ephesians 4 and 27. We can't participate in Halloween. Because Halloween ain't giving no glory to my God. Halloween is not making me to be fruitful. So I got to abstain myself from Halloween. Come on here, somebody. Ephesians 4 and 27. Is everybody there?
Amen.
And I believe that the word of the Lord says, and give no place to the devil.
Uh-huh.
Give no place. That word place in the Greek means topos, which means space. Give no space to the devil. In other words, don't give him no room to operate in your life. Because when you don't give something no room, that means you can smother it. That means they have no chance to operate against you. Come on, here, somebody. But how many know if you give the devil an inch, he gonna take a foot? Come on, here, somebody. So you can't give him no space because he gonna take more than what you give him. Come on, here, somebody. Tell somebody right quick and say, neighbor, keep your foot on his neck. Come on here, somebody.
Man, on his neck.
See, that way you don't give him no space. You don't give him no topos. You don't give him no place. Come on here, somebody. Give God the praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. See, this is another reason why we don't celebrate Halloween. Because I'm not trying to give no place or space to the devil. Come on here, somebody.
Uh-huh.
I can't talk about I'm fighting the devil and then turn around and worshiping the devil on this holiday. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God the praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tell somebody, say, neighbor, make your mind up what you want to do. Hallelujah.
Make your mind up.
Hey, Santo Domingo, so cold. Tarabasa. How many know that the Bible says that a devil-minded man is unstable in all his ways? Come on here, somebody. In other words, he can never do what? Make a decision. Come on here, somebody.
Uh-huh.
But tell somebody, say, neighbor, I made a decision, and I'm going to stick to it. I'm going to stick by it. I'm going to follow the Lord all the way. I'm going to stay with the Lord, and ain't no turning back. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
1 Peter 5 and 8 says, be sober-minded. Be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, walking around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Come on here, somebody. How many know that the first thing that 1 Peter 5 and 8 says to us is to be sober-minded? How many know you can't be sober-minded if you're drunk? Come on here, somebody. That's why the enemy like to keep us high so we don't recognize what's going on around us. Come on, here, somebody.
Amen.
Tell somebody, say, neighbor, don't let the enemy catch you slipping. Come on, here, somebody. In the streets, we would say, don't let me catch you slipping. In other words, don't let me catch you off guard. Come on, here, somebody. And a lot of us is slipping, and we tripping, and we flipping. Hallelujah. Why? Because we done let our guard down. Tell somebody, say, this ain't the time to let your guard down, neighbor. This ain't the time, neighbor, to let your guard down. Come on here, somebody. So the Bible says, be sober-minded. Be watchful. Come on here, somebody. So not only is the word of God telling me to be sober-minded, but he's telling me to be watchful. Come on here, somebody.
Uh-huh.
Your adversary, Adversary means your enemy, the one who's against you. Come on here, somebody. There's another reason why we should celebrate Halloween. How you going to celebrate somebody that's against you? Oh, I wish I could talk to somebody tonight. How you going to party and celebrate somebody that's totally against your life, totally against the will of God for your life, totally against you prospering and having what God wants you to have? Come on here, somebody. Oh, I wish somebody would tell the devil right quick, devil, you a liar. Come on here, somebody.
You a liar.
You ain't for me. You against me. But my God is for me. And if he be for me, then it don't matter if you against me. Oh, I wish somebody would give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Come on, man.
How you going to be out there for somebody that's trying to steal, kill, and destroy you? Come on here, somebody. Amen. You better wake up and realize that the only good side is the Lord's side. Oh, I wish somebody would give God some praise right there. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Tell somebody, say, hey, ain't no trick, and the devil ain't going to get no treat. Come on here, somebody. Oh, I wish somebody, ain't no trick, and the devil ain't going to get no treat. Ah, help me tonight, Holy Ghost. I feel like taking a real blow at the enemy tonight. Devil, you a liar, and the truth ain't in you. Glory to God. We going to give God the glory on tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tell your name, the neighbor, give God some praise tonight. Tell your name, the neighbor, let's give God all the praise tonight. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Notice what it says. It says the devil is walking around like a roaring lion.
Uh-huh.
Because remember, he ain't really a lion. He's an imitator. Come on here, somebody.
That's right.
He may walk around like a lion, but how many know he ain't got no teeth? Come on here, somebody. Because all the teeth been kicked out of him when Yahshua went to the grave and defeated him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
He took the keys away. So a lion without authority is just a lion that's walking. Come on here, somebody. He barely got a growl. Come on here. He barely got a roar. Come on here, somebody. Come on and give God praise.
Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Let me say this by the anointing of God is flowing on tonight. Beloved, why is we afraid of a lion that ain't got no teeth and that can't roar? Come on here, somebody. How many know that lion can't do nothing? Come on here, somebody.
That's right.
Seeking whom he may devour. How many know that the only way he can devour you is that if you ain't covered and under the protection of the blood? Come on here, somebody.
Uh-huh.
Why? Because the blood still has all power. Come on and give God praise for the power of the blood on tonight.
Thank you, Lord, for the blood.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah to his name. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians 5:22. Come on here, somebody. 1 Thessalonians 5:22 says, abstain from every form of evil. Abstain from every form of evil. Lord, have mercy on tonight. When I looked at the word abstain, it means to resist something in your conscious mind. I don't know if you caught that. When we abstain from something, that means that we make a conscious decision not to participate in it. Oh, help me tonight, Holy Spirit. We have made a conscious decision that we want no part nor lot in that matter. Come on here, somebody. What did the word of God say? It said, be sober-minded. 1 Peter 5 and 8. So in my sober mind, see, I'm saying, I don't want no part to you, devil. I don't want nothing that has to do with you. Come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm not going to let you get me drunk. I'm not going to let you get me high. I'm not going to let you manipulate me into worshiping any of your holidays. I no longer want anything to do with you. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Abstain from every form of evil. Come on here, somebody. Whatever the evil is, abstain from it.
Yeah.
Don't participate. As evil as Halloween is, some of us still have the audacity to want to participate in something that is so wicked. And God is saying, if you love me, how can you be a part of something that is not a part of me? Come on here, somebody. Oh, I wish somebody would give God praise.
Hallelujah.
How many know that our God is a jealous God? Come on here, somebody.
Yes, he is.
God is saying, how you going to give glory to something that don't give me glory? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How you going to be a part of something that is totally against me? Come on here, somebody. Give God a praise. How we going to have our sanctified self out there worshiping the devil, dancing for the devil, doing all kinds of stuff for the enemy? And we know we belong to God. Come on here, somebody. Well, some of us belong to God. Amen. Because how some of us act, we got us wondering. Have you forgotten about the God that brought you out? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then let's go to Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20 says, woe to those. How many know when you hear woe that you know you're in trouble? Whenever God say woe, that means you done split your britches. Glory to God. Whenever you hear woe, that means things ain't going to be good.
You said Isaiah 5.
Woe. Isaiah 5, verse 20.
Gotcha.
Is you there with me now, Elder?
Yeah, I'm with you now.
Hallelujah. It said, woe to those who call evil good. Woe to those who call evil good. Ain't nothing wrong. I'm just doing it for this one day. No, one day is all it takes for the devil to wreak havoc in your home. All it takes is one day for the enemy to wreak havoc in your life. All it takes is one day for the enemy to wreak havoc in your children's lives. Oh, you better plead the blood and shut the door on that devil. Hallelujah. Come on and give God praise.
Hallelujah.
It said, woe to those who call evil good. How many know the Bible says that if you call evil good, it will not leave your house? That's in Proverbs. If you call evil good, it will not leave your house. It says, woe to those who call evil good and good evil. Come on here, somebody. So that means now you have no discernment. You can't discern good from evil. You call an evil good, and you call it good evil. And you wonder why you can't get a breakthrough. Come on here, somebody. Who put darkness for light and light for darkness. Come on here, somebody. So you call darkness light and light darkness. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you wonder why the devil won't leave your house. He won't leave your house, so you won't identify who he is.
Wow.
And it says, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. So you call sweet bitter. You call bitter sweet. So you don't know the difference between sweet and bitter. So because you don't know, the enemy got you tricked. Remember, tonight is trick or treat. So you need to tell the devil, I ain't falling for no more of your tricks. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
I'm tired of you tricking me. Come on here, somebody. But when God turned the light on and show you that it's evil, then you got to rebuke it and call it evil. Stop patting these demons. Call them out so you can rebuke them. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You're on the right line tonight. Glory to God. Because we ain't letting no demon slide. We ain't letting no demon slide on tonight. If you want God to kick out every devil and demon that's around you, that's trying to come in your house, that's trying to mess with your kids, that's trying to mess with you, come on and give God a praise on tonight.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Come on and glorify his name on tonight. Come on here, somebody. Yes, Lord. We thank you on tonight. 1 Thessalonians 5:21-22. 1 Thessalonians 5:21-22. And the word of the Lord says, but test everything. But test everything. Don't just believe it because it says it's of God. Put it to the test. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, I wish somebody would give God a praise right there. Don't believe everything. Test it. Say, Lord, if this you, show me it's you. Lord, if this ain't you, show me that it ain't you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Hold fast what is good. Come on here, somebody. In other words, when you got a good thing, hold on to it. How many know that the devil don't want you to have a good thing?
Amen.
He wants you to let it go. He's trying to trick you into letting it go because he knows you don't know that it's good. But the Bible says, hold fast. Lock on. Well, you know it's good, put a lock on it.
Yeah.
They ain't letting you go. Come on here, somebody. Amen. The devil is alive. Glory to God. I'm going to hold you down, glory to God. I'm going to lock on you. I'm going to be on you like crazy glue. Come on here, somebody. You ain't going nowhere. Come on here, somebody. Because I know you a good thing. Come on here, somebody. Hold fast that which is good. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, hold on to your good thing. Don't let the devil take it from you. Come on here, somebody. Hey, Santo Domo Sando. Give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Abstain from every form of evil. There you go again. Abstain from every form of evil. Come on here, somebody. How many know, neighbor, everything that look good ain't good? Come on here, somebody. Everything that glitter ain't gold. Come on here, somebody. And the devil trick a lot of us because he make evil look good. Come on here, somebody. He try to dress it up and make it look good and appealing so we'll fall for it. But tell somebody, say, don't fall for the trick.
Don't fall for the trick.
Don't fall for the trick. Don't be no trick. And don't get a devil no treat. Come on here, somebody. Oh, I done put a new twist in this thing. Don't be the devil's trick, and don't you get no treat. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I got one more for the night, and we close it. It says, go to Romans 13 and 12. And we're going to close it with this one on the night. Come on here, somebody. Romans 13, verse 12. And the Bible says, the night is far gone. The day is at hand. So then, let us cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of life. The night is far gone. In other words, the darkness is about to come to an end. Come on here, somebody. The day is at hand. What day is that? The day of God's wrath. The day of God's judgment. The day that God is going to show up. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
So he's saying if that day is approaching, so then let us cast off the works of darkness. How many know you can't take off the works of darkness until you realize what day it is? Come on here, somebody. We got to realize that the day of the Lord is at hand. If you believe that on tonight, come on and give God praise.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Glory.
How many know when the Bible says to cast something off, that means to throw it off?
Uh-huh.
So God is saying, throw off the works of darkness. Come on here, somebody. Throw those works of darkness off. Come on here, somebody. We're trying to hold on to it. God said, no, cast it off. Throw it off so you can put on the armor of light. Come on here, somebody.
Uh-huh.
Just like it says, cast all our cares upon the Lord. That verse means to throw your problems on God. Here, Lord, I'm going to throw this load on you. Because I can't carry this load. It's too heavy for me. Come on here, somebody. So I'm going to throw it on you, Lord. And I'm going to let you deal with my heavy load. Come on here, somebody. This verse right here says, cast off the works of darkness. All of the satanic works of the devil, throw them off. Throw off the works of the flesh. Come on here, somebody. Yes, Lord, throw our clothes on tonight. That's why our spirit man can't work the way he want to, because we letting our flesh work too much. Come on here, somebody. We need to shut down the works of the flesh. Come on here, somebody. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, don't let that flesh work you.
Don't let your flesh
you
work
you.
You
work that flesh. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You control that flesh. We got to control our flesh. Amen. You got to put the hammer on that joker. You got to keep it under subjection. You got to beat it down. Hallelujah. Why? Because if you don't beat it down, it's going to beat you down. You better take authority. Hallelujah. Because that's the only way you're going to get some peace. Come on here, somebody. That's the only way you're going to be able to put on the armor of light. Come on here, somebody. Give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Give God the glory. Hallelujah. I know I said I was going to stop at verse 8, but I got one more. I promise I'm done after this, y'all. Hallelujah. It was just too good to pass up. I couldn't pass it up. And the Lord said, close it on this one, son. So go to James 4:7. Hallelujah. We're going to hit it right quick. I just want to look at a few things before we close it out, though. James 4:7, it says, submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist that raggedy devil, and he will flee from you. I want you to say submit.
Submit.
Resist. Submit,
resist.
See, we trying to resist the devil, but we haven't submitted to God. Come on here, somebody. That word submit means to walk in obedience to God. Submit yourselves. God says, I'm not going to make you submit. I want you to submit on your own. Come on here, somebody. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. God said, you can submit to me if you want to. I'm giving you the will to submit. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
Submit yourself, therefore, to God. And after we submitted to God, then he said, resist the devil. And what would the devil do? He will flee, run with fear from you. I'm going to close it on this, beloved. The reason why the devil ain't running with fear from us is because we ain't submitted. Come on here, somebody. Because the minute we submit to God, then the devil knows he can no longer touch us. Come on and give God a praise.
Amen.
If you want the devil to run from you with fear, submit yourself to God. And watch the devil get nervous like pervis. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God the glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey, God. Our God is awesome. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, he is.
By the Spirit of God is flowing. Come on in here, help me get some of this here.
Hallelujah on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hey.
We got to make of these holidays. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We got to let go of these holidays. Amen. And I know amen is hard. Praise God. Halloween used to be one of my favorite holidays. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But when we get saved and start living a life for Christ, we got to let some stuff go. Hallelujah.
Come on here, somebody.
We got to let some stuff go. We got to let Christmas go. Halloween. Easter. Praise God. Amen. Fourth of July, New Year, all these days, glory to God. These days,
yes,
not
Lord, come on.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
all we doing is raising confused children. Yes. Hallelujah. Well, how are we confusing them? Because we tell them it's an Easter Bunny. We tell them it's a Tooth Fairy. We tell them it's a Santa Claus. And we tell them it's a Jesus.
Yes, sir.
And then slowly we tell them ain't no Santa Claus. Hallelujah. Ain't no Tooth Fairy. Ain't no Easter Bunny. But we want them to still believe it's a Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise God. You're confusing. I was talking about we just having fun. No, you're not. You're lying. Praise God.
Can we just tell the same devil?
You're lying to your kid. Your kid is a dude, a fat white dude, come drop presents down the chimney. You ain't even got a chimney to drop presents down. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
praise God. Hallelujah. We got to let these things go. Amen. Praise God. Do your, like the man of God said, do your research on the day and find out what the day is all about. It ain't about candy.
Yes,
and look what they're doing to the candy. They're putting fentanyl in the candy, razor blades in the candy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We dressing our children up like Greek gods. Hallelujah, the fallen angels, glory to God, hallelujah, and we're doing it all in the name of fun, not realizing we're worshiping the devil at the same time. Glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah. So we thank God for that word on tonight, hallelujah. We thank God for the truth on tonight, glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah. The Bible says we perish for the lack of knowledge, hallelujah, for the lack of knowledge. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, now you know. Hallelujah. If you're listening to this broadcast, now you know. Hallelujah. If you didn't know before, hallelujah, this is a demonic holiday. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We just invite spirits to come in. Somebody somewhere dressed up right now watching a scary movie, inviting them demonic demons to come in to their house. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we thank God for the word. Amen. We thank God. Hallelujah for the man of God. Let's pray for the man of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the word on tonight, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that your word is true, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. And take those things from us, amen, that you don't approve of, that are not righteous. Hallelujah. We thank you. We praise you. We magnify you, Lord. Lord, touch the man of God. Touch from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Continue to bless him both mind, body, and soul. Continue to fill him up with your wisdom. your knowledge and your revelation, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for the generational blessing that you have on his life. And we thank you, we praise you, and we magnify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Glory to God. We thank God for the word on tonight. Praise God. We thank God for the truth. Hallelujah on tonight. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. A lot of people ain't going to give me the truth because it's going to mess with the money. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. They probably had some kind of festival at their church yesterday, and they got and let the kids dress up. Just like Easter, they're going to let them Christmas, they're going to let them exchange gifts. Glory to God. Hallelujah. These things are going on in the church. Hallelujah. That's why God is bringing this word, because it's going on amongst the saints. Hallelujah. Praise God. He said, don't practice those things of the world that I took you out of. Remember he said that? He said that in Exodus, or was that Leviticus? He said there's going to be some things that happen where you came from and things happening where you're going that I don't want you to do. Glory to God. It's not a holy day. It's Halloween. Hallelujah. It's not Thanksgiving. It's a celebration of murder. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Mm.
It's not Christmas. It's some pagan holiday. I can't even remember what that day was, but that's not. It's not Jesus' birthday. Jesus was born most likely in the summertime. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. We need to get these things right and quit confusing our children. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Wow.
That's probably why some of us confused, because our parents confused us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word. Amen. We thank God, amen, for the man of God bringing forth that word. Hallelujah. Amen. We will be back on tomorrow night with another word from God. Amen. I think our Friday night discussion is going to be on these holidays. We're going to do some research and bring you the origin on a Bible. Educate you on them. Praise God. I'm going to get with the apostle tomorrow. Amen. Give him a call. He's going to pull up a couple. I'm going to pull up a couple, and we're going to break them down to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We just thank God for the word on tonight. Amen. We thank God that the truth has made us free. Hallelujah.
Hey.
It has made us. Hallelujah. So you ain't got to wait to get free. The truth has made you free. You just got to accept. What the man of God said is like you got $10,000. Hallelujah. Amen. And trying to borrow $100. And you got that. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
and you don't know you got it. Glory to God. But we thank God for the word on tonight. We thank God for the man of God bringing forth that word. If you want some more information, hallelujah, about the ministry, amen, praise God, you can give the man of God a call at 562-542-7794. That is 562-542-7794. More information about the ministry if you want to give a donation, amen, or you just want to give a man of God a call, praise God, hallelujah. Feel free to hit him up, praise God, hallelujah. And once again, we thank God for the word that was brought forth tonight, amen, a necessary word. Hallelujah, praise God. A word that some people scared to touch. Glory to God, hallelujah. But we thank God that the man of God brought that forth on tonight. Hallelujah. We're going to go ahead and turn it back over into the hands of the man of God at this time so he can go ahead and give his final announcement and the benediction. It's back in your hands, man of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. We thank God. We just thank the Lord. Amen. We thank God because the Bible says who the Son set free is free indeed.
Yes.
Amen. And that word indeed means free in conduct, free in mannerism. Amen. You could be free, but not free indeed. Come on here, somebody. If you're not free in your conduct, if you're not free in your mannerism, then you ain't free. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. But we over here, we are free indeed. And we love Yahshua. We want everybody that's connected to us to be free indeed. So if God got you with us, it's because he wants you to be free indeed. And we praise God on tonight. If there's no other comments or no other testimonies. Amen. Is there anybody that have anything they want to say before I give the benediction for tonight? Amen. Father God, we thank you and we praise you on tonight. We give you glory and honor on tonight. We bless your name, God. We thank you for the truth of your word, for the truth about these wicked, satanic, and demonic holidays. Father, keep us free from the enemy's tricks and schemes and devices. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that we are not up under the spell of the enemy.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Father, for freeing us as your chosen people. We give you the praise and the glory and the honor. Continue, God, to bless us as we continue to give your name the glory. In Yeshua Mashiach's name, we pray on tonight. Amen and amen. Somebody give God the praise. Somebody give God the glory. Hey, glory. Yes, God. Hallelujah. We going to turn it back over to the hands of my dear, dear brother, Elder. It's back in your hands, man of God.
Amen, amen. Once again, we thank God for the word on tonight. We thank God for the man of God bringing forth that word on tonight. Amen. Like I said, we'll be back on tomorrow night. Make sure y'all tune in for that. Amen. Praise God. And on behalf of everybody on the line tonight, we thank God for each and every last one of y'all. Everybody have a blessed night. Y'all go with God. And don't forget to say your prayers and just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. And what if God was unhappy with our praise? Glory to God on tonight.
What if God is unhappy with our praise? What if he is not pleased with the words we say? What if he takes away his love and his spirit from above? What if
Lord, just be believing. The Lord, just.
your mercy endures forever. Say it again, you are good. And your mercy endures forever. Now come on, clap your hands and shout if you believe it tonight. Come on, everybody.
People of God, to get into the very presence of God. Nothing else matters now. In fact, I want you to find yourself right in the Holy of Holies. I see His presence. I'm in His presence. While I'm there thanking Him, I know that I have a right. Whatever I need, He will supply. I believe tonight somebody just wants Him to open up the windows of heaven for you. Let it rain. Send down your blessings, Lord. I just need You to move in this place tonight. I just need You to move in this place tonight. He's doing it right now. Hallelujah. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open of heaven, let it rain, let it rain. Help me somebody say it tonight.
Open the floodgates of
the rain. I feel the rain. Anybody feel the rain? Anybody in this place, you feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
Is there anybody in here, you feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
I feel the rain. Maybe you need to look at somebody and tell them, it's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
Let the church say,
let the church say,
amen. to die.